This is why you'll never turn podcast listeners into clients if you focus on visibility.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Ty Gaucher.
And I'm Anthony Wineri.
And in this episode, you'll discover the real reason why visibility without monetization creates burnout, confusion, and resentment.
And how to shift from content for content's sake to a strategic podcast approach that actually drives revenue.
And finally, how to turn your podcast from a nice visibility tool into a focused growth engine that converts.
Welcome back to another Thursday episode where we share with you stories, break down marketing principles, and give you actionable strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster.
Tyke, imagine there was a day that I went to a conference and I met someone called Sarah at a conference, right? Sarah had an amazing podcast. She'd been doing it for 2.5 years and actually built a decent listenership. She was getting around 1,000 downloads per episode.
Okay.
And of course, she was getting recognized by actual, you know, industry experts and leaders. But when I asked her, hey, Sarah, you know, like, how was the podcast contributing to your bottom line? How are you generating revenue from the show?
As you do.
And as she, of course, looked at me with kind of this weird look, almost as if I asked to explain like quantum physics, right? And she just said to me,
well, it's not really about money, she said. It's about visibility, making an impact and getting my message out there. Maybe it'll someday lead to clients, but that's not why I do it.
And then, of course, I asked, well, I mean, why do you want your podcast for visibility?
So more people discover my show.
Okay, but why do you want more people to discover your show?
So I can grow my audience, of course.
But why do you want to grow your audience?
So more people hear my message and get value from my content.
But why is that important to you? She paused, and then she replied,
because I want to make an impact. I want to help people transform.
Okay, and I guess, like, for your business, what do you feel like the highest level of contribution is when it comes to helping people have an actual impactful transformation? What's the highest level of service you can provide?
Through my coaching program.
Okay. So let's say, for example, you're in a spot where, you know, your podcast is attracting people who need a specific transformation, but you're not guiding them to your programs and your services that you provide that can give them that highest level of transformation. Wouldn't you say you're actively falling short of the truest purpose of your actual show?
Huh.
That's when it clicked for Sarah. Look, the old belief that podcasting is just a visibility tool, it can't generate real income. It's keeping so many talented podcasters, business owners trapped in this cycle of just creating content that doesn't convert into cash. Maybe you're even experiencing that yourself.
Mm.
This mindset is actively keeping you poor.
Whoa, ouch, Anthony, not on the podcast.
Now look, Ty, I'm not gonna lie to you, right? This mindset serves you up until a certain point in so many ways. You know, for example, like if you just got into podcasts to make money straight away, then you kind of got you in for a long ride because the first year is you figuring out your voice, figuring out your tone, figuring out your message, right?
True. It's a good expectation to start with, actually.
And of course, it means that, again, it keeps pressure low for immediate financial return, which is a good thing.
Yep.
And it's probably helped you focus way more on quality of the content rather than just pushing out sales messages on your show, which, by the way, we've listened to some of those podcasts and they also suck. It's not a great thing, right? So the fact that you've thought about podcasts as, let's say, visibility to begin with has served you up until a certain point.
Yeah.
But as philosopher Socrates once said, the secret to change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new.
Mm.
And that's really what we need to do with this mindset of the podcast is just for visibility.
Because the consequences of staying stuck in this, let's call it the visibility trap, are devastatingly real, right? You pour hundreds of hours into content creation with no clear return. You spend 10 hours, 5 hours, 15 hours a week on running the podcast, you know, all the tasks that you might do and all the tasks that you might be paying others to do, only to lie awake at night wondering if any of it even matters. And soon enough, that leads to somewhat a quiet desperation of wondering how long you can really keep this up.
Look, you build an audience that expects everything for free and then you resent them for it, creating a toxic undercurrent in the very relationship you're trying to nurture.
Mic drop.
Look, we've seen podcasters kind of in a weird way, dread their own audience because they have this feeling like there's an endless obligation to provide a ton of value, but nothing in return. You know, those emails that were once really nice and felt enthusiastic of listeners saying, hey, enjoy this episode, now kind of again have this weird undertone of frustration of, hey, you love my work, but you don't become a customer.
Right, yeah. It can be bittersweet is the wrong word, but it's like, it's obviously nice and you're grateful for it. And at the same time, you can be frustrated that your podcast isn't making you more money. And of course, your listeners are part of that, right? Which is a difficult thing to navigate. And it's also confusing for your listeners. You know, you create this gulf between your content and your sales that leaves them a bit confused. Like I said, you go from being a trusted advisor to, you know, awkwardly pitching something that seems to come out of nowhere and it feels jarring for them. And it probably feels inauthentic to you.
And perhaps the most tragic thing of all is you waste the incredible potential of what could have been. You know, we've watched podcasters with brilliant ideas, genuine expertise, struggle for years in obscurity, making just enough impact to keep going, but never fully experiencing the fulfillment of seeing someone fully transformed because of their work, because of their coaching, because of their service. All while their more strategic peers with, let's say, less valuable content seem to thrive and scale their business and supposedly make more impact. Now, this is all about, hey, what's the downside for you? But I guess on the other side of things, what's the downside and consequence for your actual listeners?
Well, you miss the opportunity to serve your audience at the deepest level through your paid offerings, like Sarah right at the start. It's this weird thing where it's like you want to not monetize because you're about serving people. Actually, you're serving people on the deepest level when they work with you directly or when they pay you, because obviously you're giving them more, whatever it is you offer when they pay you. There are a lot of people listening to you right now who need more from you than a weekly episode or a twice weekly episode. They need a comprehensive solution that you can only provide with that deeper level of support, whatever that is, whether you sell coaching, whether you have a course, whether you perform a service for people, even if you have a book. They need your structured guidance, the community, the accountability that comes with these things. And by keeping your podcast in the just for visibility box, in the branding box, you're denying them that transformation.
Now look, Tyke, as the ancient Proverbs says,
okay,
when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Definitely heard that one before.
Now, we're not even trying to say that we're the teacher. We're not the teacher. We're kind of the teacher, but not properly the teacher. What we're trying to say is that you're the teacher. And your listeners are the students who are ready for solutions. You know, your podcast is positioned, again, as the teacher. But a teacher doesn't just inspire. They lead the students towards the right resources they need to transform. So the question then becomes, how can we reframe this mindset of just visibility?
Well, instead of seeing your podcast as just a visibility tool, see it as your number one sales asset. You know, a content platform that's there to build relationships that convert. And that doesn't mean turning every episode into a sales pitch. It means structuring your content with intention, creating clear pathways from free value to paid solutions. And more than anything, honestly, just viewing your podcast as an integral part of your sales ecosystem rather than something separate for it. Just how you view it will make the biggest difference. Everything else will follow, to be honest. And when you do view it like this instead, honestly, amazing things start happening. Your content becomes more focused because you're clear on the transformation you're guiding listeners towards.
You develop a way deeper connection with your audience because you're addressing their real challenges, not just entertaining them.
And most importantly, more of your listeners actually experience the transformation that you're uniquely positioned to help them achieve.
And as marketing philosopher J. Abraham says and puts it, if you truly believe that what you have is useful and valuable to your clients, then you have a moral obligation to try and serve them in every way possible. And keeping your best solutions behind the wall of, I don't want to be salesy and the podcast is just for visibility, it doesn't serve anyone.
It doesn't.
And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, Podcast Marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, like I've said 1,000 times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we're doing.